Good morning. Our Lord gives us some very practical advice, some very good practical advice in this gospel today that we just heard. Something that I think isn't always taken as quickly as it should be. Our Lord tells us, if you have a problem with someone, before you talk to other people, before you bring in the whole community, before you gossip, not that you should ever gossip, but he says, talk to that person himself, right? I can't tell you the number of times people will come to me and they'll say, you know, Father, I need to talk to you about what so-and-so did. Okay, well, did you try talking to that person? Well, they wouldn't listen. Well, did you try? No. Well, do that first. It's right out of the gospel. Our Lord says, bring your fault to that person first, you and that person alone. And then he goes on, if they don't listen to you, bring in two or three others so that you can actually establish the facts. If they don't listen to that, bring in the church, the community. And he says, if you don't listen to the church, treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Now, we're going to come back to that. But what our Lord is getting at here is handle things at the lowest level possible. You know, it's so important. I can't tell you the number of miscommunications that would be resolved, and often they are just that, they're miscommunications, that would be resolved if when we had a problem, instead of talking to someone else first, instead of coming to the priest, instead of whatever else, if we just went and talked to that person first. And just make sure that that person actually said or did what we thought they said or did, and just hash it out among the two of us, right? But sometimes we do the opposite, right? Sometimes we fall into this one extreme of telling other people, telling the whole community. We skip right to steps two and three, and we don't even do step one. But sometimes we fall into the other extreme, and we say, I'm just not going to say anything at all. Right? The politically correct side of us says, well, their sin is between them and God. I don't need to get involved in that. That doesn't concern me. Our first reading today from the prophet Ezekiel tells us that extreme is also erroneous and not true. He makes this point that if you tell the wicked person that they're doing something wrong and they repent and they stop doing what they've done wrong, then you've won them over. He says if you tell the wicked person that they're doing something wrong and they don't repent, and therefore they keep doing what they're doing, and they wind up in hell, that's going to be your fault if you did not tell them. If you tell them what they're doing, and they persist anyways and wind up in hell, well, you'll be fine because you did your job. But he makes this clear that if you don't tell them, and because you didn't tell them, they continue doing what they shouldn't be doing, then that's going to be on your conscience. So Ezekiel kind of is clearing up, and it's not Ezekiel, it's the Lord speaking through Ezekiel here. Thus says the Lord. We can't fall into either one of those extremes. We can't just jump to step two or three from the gospel here and just start telling everyone else about this problem that we have with someone without actually first addressing it with him or herself. And we also can't say, well, I'm just not going to worry about it. Because let's tie in the second reading here from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. He talks about what love really is. And what I was reminded of when I was preparing for this homily was the spiritual works of mercy. Right? One of those spiritual works of mercy is to instruct the ignorant. Because sometimes people simply do not know, honest to God, do not know that what they are doing is wrong. And if we simply tell them, and of course this has to be done the right way. We can't say, I'm smarter than you, I'm better than you, I'm holier than you, I'm here to instruct you in the ways of the Lord. You're not going to win them over. But to say, look, out of true love for you, I need to tell you that this is wrong and this is why. And we also need to be willing to be corrected ourselves. One of the other spiritual works of mercy, to admonish sinners. Again, this is what St. Paul is getting at when he talks about real love. Real love consists in these things. The charitable thing to do is to instruct the ignorant, is to admonish sinners. And again, we need to follow this up very quickly. We need to be willing to be instructed and admonished ourselves. You know, I was thinking of some practical situations, some practical applications of this, and what came to mind was our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI's most recent encyclical, Caritas in Veritate, and he talked about the problem in society today in which so often charity is disconnected from the truth. And I think this is exactly what he's getting at, because sometimes we think that the charitable thing to do is in fact something that's quite uncharitable when we look at what real charity is. Let's use a classical example that we've all heard. You know, the drug dealer comes to your door and says, "I'm really hungry, can you give me some money so I can buy some food?" Right? Now, some people say, well, don't judge. We don't know what they're going to do with that money. You don't know that they're going to buy drugs with it. But you also don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. Right? Now, the charitable thing to do would be, okay, fine, if you're hungry, let me give you some food. Let me run to the McDonald's across the street and buy you something. If you're really hungry, this will help you out. The uncharitable thing to do would actually be to give that person money and let them continue to indulge that bad habit. You know, you don't need to feel bad doing this either. You know, Mother Teresa, Blessed Mother Teresa, the founder of the Missionaries of Charity, who worked with the poorest of the poor, she herself had a standing policy that they never gave out money to anyone. Now, they would be right there to help them if they needed clothing, if they needed food, if they needed shelter. And so we need to be there similarly for that. But this is the point, is sometimes in society today, we think the charitable thing is, well, you know what, let's just give them some money. And in fact, this is kind of what Benedict was getting at, and this is just one example of many. But when charity becomes disconnected from the truth, when we think that's the charitable thing to do, when in fact, that's the uncharitable thing to do. You know, and we can apply this to so many other examples of things where we think the charitable thing to do is just to allow something to happen or, you know, lead someone in their ignorance. You know, and in fact, that's the uncharitable thing to do. That's what Paul is getting at here in this letter. He explains some of the commandments, and he says, love does no evil to the neighbor. Love is the fulfillment of the law. These spiritual works of mercy, instructing the ignorant, admonishing the sinners. That we can't remain silent on the one hand, but on the other hand, we need to do this properly. We can't go and just start blabbing about this to other people and bring in all sorts of other people unnecessarily until we have first gone to the person, him or herself. But let's go back to the gospel. Our Lord says, step one, you talk to that person, him or herself. If that doesn't work, you bring along two or three others. Establish the facts. Still keeping it relatively quiet. If that doesn't work, he says, bring them to the church, the community. He says, if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Now, we don't have to read very far in the Gospels to hear how the Gentiles and the tax collectors were treated. They were treated like dirt. They were completely ignored. They were considered the low lives of society, and often they were. Often they really truly were the people who were, the tax collectors. They were scoundreling people out of money. They were collecting much more than they were supposed to collect and keeping it for themselves. So much of their status in society they brought upon themselves. But the point our Lord is making here, and this is an interesting point because this might surprise some of you, this is actually one of the scriptural foundations that we point to when it comes to something like excommunication. Everyone's favorite topic, right? What excommunication actually is just this. Excommunication is saying to this person, you are pumping so much sin into the body of Christ, you are dragging us down with you, and you are being obstinate and refusing to take instruction, to take admonishment, to take correction, that for the good of the body of Christ and for your own good, we need to cut you off. And that is what excommunication is, brothers and sisters. It is like pruning a plant. You cut off the dead leaves. Why? Because you don't want that to bring down the rest of the plant, right? But excommunication is always supposed to be remedial. We cut you off for a time being so that we are not brought down too, so that your sin does not infect the rest of the body of Christ, but also so that, God willing, you will come to your senses and you will realize how miserable you are apart from the church and apart from the sacraments, because, of course, you are unable to receive the sacraments when you're excommunicated. But it's always with an eye of reincorporating that person back into the body of Christ. And that's what our Lord is getting at here, that sometimes people need to learn the hard way. Sometimes people are so obstinate that this is the last step, and we don't want this to happen, but sometimes our Lord is saying that this is going to happen, that people are so stuck in their ways and so unwilling to accept correction, that this is the final step, and for the sake of the body of Christ, we need to remove them from our midst, but with an eye of bringing them back, of praying for them and hoping that they will accept that correction and come back to the Lord, to the sacraments, to the church. So I hope we can all look at these readings today and, again, as I began, take some practical hints from these readings, that we are all called to love as St. Paul talks, to have that true charity for other people, that we are willing to speak out on the one hand, and out of true charity, we want what's best. We want everyone to get to heaven, and therefore we need to speak out and say what you're doing is bad, and you need to cut it out. But on the other hand, to do it correctly, to not be willing to just go and gossip and complain to everyone else. Our Lord gives us some very good advice today. Let's all heed this advice. Let's all have that true charity that St. Paul talks about in this gospel, that true love that is the fulfillment of the law.